An area golf course is scrambling to get back in business after taking a direct hit from one of six tornadoes that hit Dodge County last week. Jim Merkel is the owner of Horicon Hills Golf Club. He tells WBEV's Wade Bates he hopes to reopen soon.
By the grace of God, I'm going to try to run a medium-sized outing on Saturday. We possibly will open for golf on Sunday for the public.
Merkel says 165 trees on the course were damaged. Dumpsters, trailers, and porta-potties were flung several hundred feet. Merkel says about 200 volunteers are helping him get the course back in shape.
It didn't make a difference what you believed in or who you are. Everybody came together. And I just wish, you know, some of our things that on a daily basis we just understand that we can agree on a whole lot of stuff.
Merkel says the cleanup will resume after the rain stops. A home was damaged by fire in the town of Herman Tuesday night. Kevin Haugen has the details.
Well, the Iron Ridge Neosho and Hustisford Fire Departments were paged to a residence on Buchanan Road around 9:15 p.m. Upon arrival, crews found smoke coming from the eaves of the building and determined that an active fire was in the roof line. Hose line was then deployed and firefighters made an interior entry to attack the flames. Iron Ridge crews began pulling the ceiling down to expose the active blaze. The Neosho Fire Department utilized a ladder to gain access to the roof, while an engine from Hustisford performed a primary search of the residence. Officials say all occupants were located safely outside of the home. They note that due to the aggressive interior and exterior operations, damage was contained to the room of origin with no extension to the rest of the residence. The cause of the fire is undetermined at this time. No injuries were reported, and crews cleared the scene by 11:15 p.m. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting for 95.3 WBEV.
With summer approaching, the Waupun Police Department is reminding the public to be vigilant in checking for children or pets in unattended vehicles. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 39 children died of heat stroke in vehicles in 2024. That number is up 2023. Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh says this issue happens locally.
It happens in Waupun, and often we get called to break into the car to get the child or the animal out. We get a lot more calls on animals. I think annually we probably do get a call for a child within a vehicle.
The authorities also recommend locking your car when not in use. They say that even if you don't have a child of your own, a child in your neighborhood could get into your unlocked vehicle. Over 230 children have died from vehicular heat stroke since 1998 because they gained access to a vehicle and became trapped. People who want help starting a new small business in Beaver Dam can sign up for a new grant. Terry Bell has more.
As many as 10 startups can get as much as $5,000 each under new and expanded programs aimed at new businesses in downtown Beaver Dam and beyond. Eligible businesses have to have opened this year or plan to open or expand locations. Any kind of business can get the money, but restaurants, stores, and entertainment venues are encouraged to apply, especially if they open early and close late. The influx of business cash comes from a $50,000 grant to Beaver Dam through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Terry Bell, WBEV News.
The Beaver Dam Department of Public Works is reminding residents to avoid discharging grass clippings into the street. Public Works Supervisor Dan Mulhern says the city is under mandate by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to assist in improving water quality in lakes, streams, and drainage ways, which city storm sewers dispense. He says grass clippings can clog drains and can cause localized flooding and degradation of water quality or receiving waters. Citizens are asked, when mowing lawns adjacent to the roadway, direct grass clippings towards their yard and not into the street. Mulhern says post cleanup of a violation, minimum of $50 may be issued to the property owner if compliance is not met. He adds those who contract out lawn mowing should notify their servicer of the city requirement. Kicking off his annual pothole patrol Tuesday, Governor Evers says it gives him the opportunity to highlight the importance of Wisconsin roads.
You know, it's really simple. I mean, first of all, fixing the damn roads is something that if you're a Republican, Democrat, neither, and most people are neither, they want to drive on decent roads, and it's also a safety issue. Obviously, making sure that the roads last a long time because it's very expensive, but the bottom line is around safety.
Evers called the Wausau potholes some of the biggest he's seen, showing the urgency for road improvements. The Democratic governor says he's glad to see a 3% increase in road funding is included in early versions of the next two-year state budget. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.